picture this, right? You're going about your normal morning routine.
Right.
Maybe you're standing in the shower, soaping up, or I don't know, you're rushing out the door and pulling on a tight jacket. And as your hand brushes against your arm or maybe your neck or your side, you feel something.
Oh, yeah.
A lump. Just this strange, totally unexpected lump under the skin that you are, frankly, entirely certain was not there yesterday.
Yeah. And in that exact second, your stomach just totally drops.
It really does.
It is a universally terrifying moment. I mean, the human brain is practically hardwired to just sound the alarm bells when it encounters the unknown on our own bodies.
Totally.
We're programmed for survival, you know? So any uninvited anomaly triggers this immediate massive threat response.
Cue the late night internet spiral, right? You are furiously typing your symptoms into a search engine. And within, what, 5 minutes, the internet has convinced you of the absolute worst-case scenario.
Always. It always goes there.
It goes from a tiny mystery bump to a catastrophic medical emergency in just the blink of an eye. But, you know, instead of spiraling into a 3 a.m. web diagnosis, what if you could just, like, peer directly beneath your own skin and see exactly what that bump is?
And that really is the ultimate antidote to medical anxiety. We crave certainty, especially when it comes to our health.
Right.
When you can't see what's going on beneath the surface, your imagination simply takes over, and it rarely imagines anything good. Replacing that imagination with objective visual data just changes everything.
Which is exactly why we are focusing today's deep dive entirely on the soft tissue lumps and bumps ultrasound scan.
Mm-hmm.
To really get into this, we've pulled together diagnostic protocols, medical imaging research, and specific clinical guidelines from Phoenix Ultrafound. Our mission today is to completely demystify this procedure.
It's a great mission to have.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because going from the fear of finding a lump to understanding the really fascinating science of how doctors diagnose it is a journey you really need to be equipped for.
Absolutely.
We want to give you, the listener, a shortcut to empowering yourself with this medical knowledge. The goal here is that if you ever feel a random bump again, you won't panic. You'll know the mechanics of how it gets solved.
Yeah, and I think before we can talk about the strategy of how a patient or a doctor actually deals with a lump, we really have to pull back the curtain on the physics of the technology itself.
Right, the how.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to understand how we actually get a picture of your muscles, your fat, and your connective tissue without ever making an incision.
I love thinking about this like a submarine's sonar.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, like you're navigating the dark, unseen depths of the ocean. You send out a ping of sound. That sound wave travels through the water, hits an object like a rock formation or another vessel, and then bounces back.
Right.
The time it takes to bounce back and the way the wave returns paints a picture of what's out there in the dark. This ultrasound is doing the exact same thing, but it's mapping the unseen depths beneath your skin.
The sonar analogy works beautifully, honestly, because it highlights the absence of radiation.
Oh, true.
Unlike an X-ray or a CT scan, which use ionizing radiation to pass through the body, an ultrasound simply projects high-frequency sound waves. These are frequencies that are completely inaudible to the human ear.
Wow.
Yeah. And the handheld probe, which is called a transducer, sends these pulses of sound into your body.
So, okay, I'm lying on the examination table. The sonographer puts that cold gel on my arm, and they press the probe against my skin.
Right. The gel is key.
What is actually happening at a microscopic level? How does sound create a picture?
It all comes down to this concept called echogenicity.
Echogenicity.
Yeah, echogenicity. So when those sound waves travel through your tissue, they eventually hit boundaries between different types of material, like the boundary between, say, muscle and fat or fat and fluid.
Okay.
Some of the sound waves bounce back to the probe, and some keep traveling deeper. The machine calculates the exact time it took for the echo to return and the strength of that echo.
That's incredible.
It is. It then translates millions of those calculations per second into a live, moving image on a monitor.
It's wild that sound waves can tell the difference between a pocket of pus and a fatty tumor. How does identifying these specific structures completely shift the patient's journey?
Well, knowing what is under the skin instantly de-escalates that fear we talked about earlier.
Oh, for sure.
By using this non-invasive, radiation-free tool, doctors can peer inside safely and give you an answer right away.
So if I'm looking at that black and white screen over the sonographer's shoulder, what are they actually looking for to tell me if I should be worried? Let's take the first, like, usual suspect people get scanned for. A cyst.
Right. So a cyst is essentially a fluid-filled sac. Often it's just a blocked gland.
Okay.
Because it is purely liquid, Sound waves don't hit any resistance. They zip right through the fluid without bouncing back at all.
Because there's nothing solid to bounce off of.
Exactly. So on the ultrasound screen, a cyst shows up as a pitch black void. The medical term is anechoic, meaning literally no echoes.
Anechoic. Got it.
Seeing that perfect dark circle is usually a massive relief for a clinician because it definitively says this is just liquid, not solid tissue.
That makes total sense. Black means fluid.
Mm-hmm.
But what if the lump feels firm? Say it's a lipoma, which is, I guess, medically defined as a benign tumor made entirely of fatty tissue.
Yes.
Fat isn't liquid, so the sound waves must behave differently, right?
They behave very differently. A lipoma is solid, but fat has a very specific density. When the sound waves hit a collection of fat cells, they scatter and bounce back in a really recognizable pattern.
So it doesn't look black.
No, not at all. On the screen, a lipoma usually looks bright, or what we call hyperechoic.
Hyperechoic, okay.
Yeah, often appearing as a grayish-white, somewhat oval mass. It also has a distinct thin capsule around it. So the sonographer can look at the screen and see very clearly a well-defined pocket of fat that just decided to clump together.
Wait, so if a cyst is a black void of fluid and a lipoma is a bright, defined clump of fat, what about an abscess?
Ah, abscesses.
Yeah, because an abscess is basically a collection of pus caused by an infection. That's fluid, but it's not clear fluid like a cyst. It's a messy, inflamed infection. Does that just look like a messy cyst on the screen?
It looks highly chaotic, actually. Pus is full of dead white blood cells, bacteria, and cellular debris. We call this complex fluid.
Complex fluid. Yuck.
Right. So instead of a nice, clean, black void, the sound waves hit all that debris and create scattered, messy echoes inside the pocket. The borders of an abscess also look thick and inflamed, blending into the surrounding tissue. Diagnosing an abscess with ultrasound is critical because it changes the treatment entirely.
You can't just leave an infection alone.
No, you really can't. An abscess usually requires draining and antibiotics. The ultrasound acts as a map, showing the doctor exactly how deep the pus pocket is, where the safest point of entry is, and ensuring they don't accidentally nick a blood vessel while trying to drain it.
Okay, here's where we need to talk about the category that actually keeps people up at night. Soft tissue tumors.
Yes, the big one.
Right. If cysts, lipomas, and abscesses all have these distinct visual signatures, what does a malignant or cancerous lump look like to those sound waves? Is it just a combination of everything?
The key differentiator for suspicious tumors is their architecture.
Architecture.
Yes. Benign growths, like lipomas, usually have smooth, well-defined borders. They respect their boundaries. They stay in their lane, so to speak. Malignant tumors, however, are invasive by nature. They want to spread.
So they don't have smooth borders.
Exactly. They often look jagged, irregular, or ill-defined. The sound waves reveal a mass that looks like it's literally clawing into the surrounding muscle or fat.
Oh, wow.
And additionally, sonographers will often use a feature called Doppler ultrasound, which visualizes blood flow. Malignant tumors are highly active and often build their own chaotic blood supply to feed themselves.
That sounds terrifying.
It's a process called angiogenesis. If the sonographer turns on the Doppler and sees a disorganized, heavy rush of blood vessels feeding into an irregular, solid mass, that raises a major red flag that requires immediate further evaluation.
That completely blows my mind. The fact that invisible pings of sound can map out whether a lump is respecting its boundaries or trying to build its own blood supply.
It's amazing technology.
It shifts the entire patient journey from wild speculation to objective reality. But, you know, knowing what the lump is only answers the first question.
Right.
Once the scanner finds a mass, what is the actual medical strategy? Because it's clearly not a simple coin flip between cancer and not cancer.
No, it's not. What's fascinating here is the concept of characterization.
Characterization.
Yeah, it's about gathering a highly specific data set. It's not enough for the sonographer to just say, yes, you have a lump. They need to document its exact dimensions down to the millimeter.
Wow, that precise.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They need to plot its precise location in three-dimensional space. Like, how close is it to the sciatic nerve? Is it resting on top of a major artery?
Because knowing the neighborhood around the lump is just as important as the lump itself.
Precisely. Every piece of that data dictates the entire medical playbook. Let's say a mass does have those jagged borders and unusual blood flow we talked about.
Okay.
The next step is usually a biopsy to get a tissue sample. The ultrasound doesn't just stop at diagnosing, it transitions into a guidance system.
I was actually wondering about that. Sticking a needle into a tiny specific mass seems incredibly difficult if you're just doing it by feel.
Doing it blindly is risky and often results in sampling the wrong tissue entirely. But under ultrasound guidance, the needle itself is highly reflective. It shows up as a bright white line on the monitor.
Oh, so they can actually see the needle moving inside you.
Yes, exactly. The doctor can watch the needle physically travel through the skin, navigate around blood vessels, and enter the exact center of the suspicious mass in real time. It ensures the biopsy is accurate, safe, and as minimally invasive as possible.
So what does this all mean for the patient? I have to offer a gentle pushback here on behalf of the listener and honestly on behalf of my own anxiety. Yep. The clinical guidelines mention that a major use of this scan is monitoring growths, tracking existing lumps over time to see if they grow, shrink, or change.
Yes, that's a very common application.
But if I find a lump, my immediate instinct is just cut it out of me immediately. Why is monitoring considered a valid medical strategy? Why not just eradicate every mystery bump to be safe?
It's an incredibly common instinct. I mean, we want the intruder evicted, right? But from a surgical standpoint, rushing to cut out every single lump is actually terrible medicine.
Really? Why? I mean, if it's out, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Because every surgical procedure involves risk. You are talking about local or general anesthesia, the risk of postoperative infection, nerve damage, and of course, permanent scarring.
Is this true?
If the ultrasound characterizes a lump as a perfectly benign lipoma, just a harmless collection of fat doing absolutely nothing, cutting it out introduces all of those surgical risks for literally zero medical benefit.
Okay, when you frame it like that, taking a scalpel to a harmless piece of fat seems like a massive overreaction.
It is. The clinical strategy of monitoring is about appropriate management. By using the ultrasound to track a known cyst or lipoma every 6 or 12 months, doctors can verify that its architecture isn't changing.
Right, just keeping an eye on it.
Exactly. If the dimensions stay the same and the borders remain smooth, the patient is saved from an unnecessary painful surgery. It replaces panic with calculated observation.
So we understand the physics of the sound waves. We know the difference between anechoic black cysts and hyperreoic bright fat. We understand the strategy of mapping borders and blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we really need to look at the human element of this, which
right.
is accessibility. Who is actually getting this scan, and how does the medical system deploy it?
Well, the clinical guidelines outline a pretty clear patient profile. It's anyone who has discovered a new or changing lump.
Okay.
Anyone experiencing localized pain, swelling, or discomfort. Patients who already know they have benign cysts or lipomas that need that routine tracking we just discussed. And very importantly, individuals needing close follow-up due to a previous history of cancer.
This is where we have to talk about the psychological toll of the medical waiting room.
Yeah.
I noticed the Phoenix ultrasound protocols emphasize same-day appointments and results and no GP referral needed.
Yes.
I think we often overlook how medically significant a streamlined administrative process can be. Like, just taking the friction out of it is a massive relief.
Oh, absolutely. The traditional medical timeline for a diagnostic issue is often just a gauntlet of delays.
Think about it. You find a lump in the shower. You call your general practitioner. You wait a week for a 10-minute appointment.
If you're lucky.
Right. Then the GP feels it and refers you to a diagnostic imaging center. You wait another 3 weeks for that slot to open up. You get the scan, and the technician tells you they aren't allowed to discuss the results with you.
Which is agonizing.
Then the images go to a radiologist who writes a report, sends it back to your GP, and you wait another week for a follow-up call. You are living in a state of agonizing, low-level panic for a month or more.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that administrative friction isn't just cruel to the patient's mental health. It has profound clinical implications.
How so?
When we talk about soft tissue sarcomas or any malignant growths, time is the ultimate currency. The guidelines explicitly list early detection of conditions as the primary benefit of the scan.
Because a tumor that is 1 centimeter is a very different fight than a tumor that has had a month to grow to 3 centimeters.
Precisely. By removing the gatekeepers, the mandatory GP referral, and offering same-day appointments and immediate results, the timeline shrinks from a month to a matter of hours.
That's revolutionary.
It really is. The easier it is for a patient to access the technology, the earlier potentially dangerous conditions are caught. Logistical access directly dictates medical outcomes.
Speaking of logistics, I want to dive into the fine print of these protocols. While the access is streamlined, there is a very specific limit mentioned for online booking.
Ah, yes, the 3-area limit.
Right. The guidelines state that a standard booking covers one, two, or three areas, meaning the assessment of one, two, or three lumps. But if a patient has more than three lumps or areas of concern, they can't just book online. They have to contact the clinic's administration team first for custom advice. I found myself wondering why that specific administrative ceiling exists.
Mm-hmm.
Does mapping out four or five different areas simply require a totally different level of logistical planning for the sonographer?
It reveals a lot about the physical limitations of the technology and the human operator, actually. We have to remember that this isn't a photograph. An X-ray is a snapshot. It takes a fraction of a second. An ultrasound is a live, dynamic investigation.
Like a detective combing over a crime scene.
Exactly like that. For every single lump, the sonographer has to locate it, measure it in three dimensions, assess the echogenicity, examine the borders, switch on the Doppler to evaluate blood flow, and capture all those specific images for the medical record.
That sounds exhausting.
It is. Doing that thoroughly for one area requires a dedicated block of time and intense physical concentration. Doing it for three distinct areas pushes the absolute limits of a standard appointment window.
So if someone walks in with five different lumps on their arm, back, and leg, a standard 20-minute slot simply isn't enough time to do the medical science justice.
It completely breaks the boundaries of a standard evaluation. Assessing multiple distinct locations requires a much more comprehensive evaluation and time management.
Right.
If a patient has four, five, or six lumps, it requires massive logistical planning. The administration team has to intervene to block off a much longer appointment, perhaps assign a specific specialist, and ensure the sonographer isn't rushed. A rushed ultrasound is a dangerous ultrasound. The limit isn't about denying care. It's about guaranteeing that when the patient is on the table, the investigation is meticulous.
And for anyone listening who might actually need to navigate these logistics, the contact information for Phoenix Ultrasound is pretty straightforward. To get that custom advice or to book directly, their phone number is 020-3318-1373.
Perfect.
You can also email them at contact@phoenix-ultrasound.co.uk. They have a central London clinic located at 1 to 5 Portpool Lane, medical room, postcode EC1N7UU, and a Surrey location at 63 Norquay in Banstead, postcode SM71HL.
Having multiple locations tied to a same-day referral-free system is what truly democratizes this kind of diagnostic power. It puts the control back in the hands of the patient.
So, to bring this entire journey full circle, we start in the shower, dealing with that very human visceral panic of finding a mysterious bump. But we've unpacked the science of how high-frequency sound waves cut through that darkness. We've seen how echogenicity tells the difference between the black void of a harmless cyst, the bright echo of a fatty lipoma, the chaotic debris of an infection, and the jagged vascular borders of something more serious.
We also explored the clinical logic, you know, understanding why characterizing and safely monitoring a benign lump is often much better medicine than rushing to endure the risks of unnecessary surgery.
And we covered the massive relief of the modern medical workflow. The fact that you can walk into a specialized clinic in central London or Surrey, bypass the weeks of agonizing waiting for a GP referral, and get answers on the exact same day.
It's life-changing.
For you, the listener, we hope this deep dive proves that understanding the mechanics of medicine removes the fear of the unknown. Knowledge is power here. You now have a comprehensive blueprint for what to do and exactly how the science works if you or a loved one ever discovers an unexplained swelling.
And as a final thought, it is fascinating to consider where the physics of sound wave imaging goes next. We've discussed how this non-invasive, high-frequency sound wave technology is now available same day without a doctor's note. But sensors are rapidly shrinking, and consumer health tech is advancing at a staggering pace.
Where do you see it going?
Well, we are already seeing handheld ultrasound probes that connect to a tablet. Could we be approaching a future where our own smartphones or specialized wearable devices emit those sound waves to perform preliminary soft tissue and lump scans right in our own bathrooms?
Wait, really? Like using my phone as an ultrasound?
Imagine a world where you could instantly characterize a bump the moment you feel it, with artificial intelligence analyzing the echoes. It is a very real possibility, and definitely something to ponder the next time you look at your smart devices sitting on the counter.
From a moment of pure panic to mapping your own cellular architecture with a phone, what an incredible trajectory for medical science.
And
until that day arrives, at least we have the sonar ready and waiting at the clinic.